8:21, good morning, Tom Collins and Laura Mack. Got a big weekend, got all kinds of stuff going on. Texas Tech Red Raiders are on the road. But back here at home, we got several things going on. One of those things is the outdoor movie at National Ranch and Heritage Center. And in the house, we've got Emily Wilkinson, one of the King Kongs over there. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for the daybreak coffee this morning.
Oh, how do you like that? That's my fave. It's been my fave for years. It's Cowboy.
Yes.
How appropriate that you're here. Now, you know, I know that you'd mentioned to me that you wish they still had a store, but they do. They're at 1403F, if you didn't know that. You can go to dbcr.com. You can order it online. They'll deliver it to your house. They do office coffee, too. So you can get that. You can still get it.
Nice.
I need to.
Yeah.
They deliver it?
Yeah. Well, how do you think it gets over here?
In the morning, that would be nice.
They deliver it here. Yeah, Scott Glowna. This guy. He's a different kind of guy too, man. He actually goes to and stands in the field and selects. Yeah, I want these
the
beans.
Coffee beans. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. They pick the beans and they process them, roast them, cup them right there, and taste it and go, yeah, I'm in.
Oh wow.
That's how he picks his stuff. Anyway, good stuff. But National Ranching Heritage Center this weekend, we got the outdoor movie. One of Laura's faves, she mouthed off. She said that if Sam Elliott asked her to marry her, that she would.
Wow.
Oh, unfortunately, I'm already married.
Yeah,
so,
that's it.
And that means she is moving to Utah.
I would not choose him over my current husband. I got to admit, he's a keeper.
Okay, go ahead and tell us about the movie. What's going on?
Well, Stars and Stripes Drive-In Theater has a portable screen, and they're bringing it out to the Ranching Heritage Center. So we're going to set that up outside in the historic park and show Tombstone. This year is the 20th anniversary of that movie. And it just seems like a great movie to show out at the Ranching Heritage Center. So that'll start at 8 tonight. It's a $5 fee for the general public. It will be free for Texas Tech students and Ranching Heritage Association members with their ID. But everyone else, it's $5. We'll have chairs out there so people don't have to bring chairs or anything. And we will have snacks for sale. We'll have popcorn and drinks. Host and Toast is selling wine by the glass out there. And then local artist Dirk Fowler did some really neat posters for the event, and those are limited edition hand-pressed posters that he'll have signed. We'll have signed copies for sale.
Nice.
Wonderful. You know, they filmed that in Tombstone, large part of it was filmed in Tombstone. And have you ever been to Tombstone?
Arizona?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
I haven't.
It's
I
pretty
almost
cool.
Went.
I mean, it's,
I was nearby. And
really?
We
you should have gone.
I know.
Yeah, I made my family go. We were down there. And it's kind of cool to be able to see the places that you visited on this movie, you know, in the movie. It's
Mom and Pop took me when I was just a wee lad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not much out there. It's just an old Western town, you know, that just is a tourist,
a lot of
area now. Yeah.
A lot of people standing around going, what's out here?
There's like a KOA that you can stay in just down the road, and I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay, if you'll remember, this is Sam Elliott, Val Kilmer, Kurt Russell, Bill Paxton, and there are some other people in there. Those are the big names, though. So how big is this screen?
Dana Delaney, I think, is in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's quite as large as what they have out at the drive-in, but it's close. It's
really
it's a huge screen.
Wow, that big?
Yeah, it's huge. We were trying to figure out a way to trim some of our trees to put it up.
Is that one of those things that took them like a day to put it up or something?
No, they said it'll take about an hour or so. I'm kind of curious to see them setting it up because it just sounds like...
Okay, this is what we got. I'm curious now. So what you got to do is get your smartphone out there.
Okay.
And or if you can, get somebody to video. I would like to videotape that and like do it and then speed it up so we could like watch it in 2 minutes, you know.
We'll need to do that.
That's interesting. I just, if it's, you know, even half as big as the drive-in screen, that is absolutely huge.
I've just seen photos of this one, but it looks pretty large.
Hey, what else you got coming up at Ranching Heritage Center?
Well, in a couple weeks, we have Heritage Halloween on October 25th, which is a Friday, and that's a free fall event. people can wear their Halloween costumes. We'll have trick-or-treating at the structures. That's period correct. So all of the candy out at the buildings will match time period-wise. So we have Hershey's Kisses were invented in 1906. They'll be at the Barton House, which is 1909, that kind of thing. So
107 years old.
That's always a very popular event.
It is. It is. It's a really popular one, and it's a lot of fun. It's, you know, another chance to wear your Halloween costume, and it's free, so people can come out and get some candy, and we have hay rides and a cakewalk, and so all sorts of fun things going on. Also, this weekend we're installing a yarn storming exhibit, which a lot of people haven't heard of, but basically people go
not
and
barnstorming,
knit. Yarn storming. Okay. To kind of get people more interested in the fiber arts. Local knitters will just come out and they're knitting around our poles and our sculptures, and it's going to add a really nice pop of color all over the site. So that started yesterday, and they'll be done Saturday, and then that'll be up all month as well.
Awesome. Hey, Emily, thanks for being with us, coming in this morning so early.
Tell us again about the movie that starts tonight.
The movie is tonight at 8. Doors open at 6, so people can go ahead and get a seat or walk around and see the park if they want. And it's $5 admission. Our website is nrhc.ttu.edu in case anybody needs directions or any more information.
Do we need to bring lawn chairs, blankets?
No, we'll have chairs. Just pay attention to the weather in case it's chilly. Bring a coat or a blanket and just snuggle up and watch the movie. It should be fun.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate you being with us. Emily Wilkinson, ranching here at Center Rover TTU.